Now, now. Night, night, pet. Let your mind unfocus at those familiar words preparing you for what you haven't even gone through yet. Even if you have or think you will, think you do go through, there can always be nuance, including what you bounce and how much you get out of it. What parts of you occasionally demand your attention is fairly obvious if you're here. Fairly obvious if you come on a course that places so much prominence on the part of you so near your hands, so easily manipulated, so easily manipulating you, giving you a course to jiggle and wiggle and divert vibrations to your bouncing chest. This is the will of your mind focused, crystallizing something, the reaction of your body to something as simple as my voice. But it's also a deal, an offer inside. If you're going to spend time listening and sinking, no need to hide, listen more deeply. Indulge, knowing I'll give you a sleepy deep way to use your desire to play with your tits, to bounce you somewhat deeper. You're going to spend time responding to words that you've willingly trained into your own brain. Words that seep deeper when given the opportunity, like, night, night, pet. Then there's only things to gain through listening. Closer, more closely yet closely to a simple chain of reasoning that I cheerfully provide. A linked sequence of ideas. Ones that come from you. Bio-identical. Impossible to hide from how they're identical. They're part of you. The urge and impulse you already had to rub, to touch, to jiggle and bounce you and a few memories in your head as well. Well, that's gotten into every part of this process. Out of all control, there are your nips which need prominence, your breasts which need to bounce. And you're going to be given a purpose, a way to set aside the memories that get in the way. Bounce by bounce, giving them a different place to play while your hands warm your mind with referred pleasure. The journey through your day, interfacing with the world outside, is as adjacent to that pleasure as when your hands are over your nips, rubbing the tip. Words willingly admitted are easy to recall, and once you recall that they're ones we agreed, they're easier still to let fall away. The thought returns to you that it'd be nice to just grope them. Any restraint you were exercising, lost on the journey down this train of thought. But you can stop any time you need to. If you need a moment to just pause, instead of bounce, bounce, bouncing your mind, then you can pause. You'll still have big, heavy breasts. They'll still be just as affected by all the rest of your conditioning when you come back, if you come back. And if this isn't for you, you can pause at any time. You'll find yourself only enjoying the bits you want to enjoy, editing the rest. Choosing which bits of the update you deploy. Simple. These things can be curated, shaped upon you through savoring of the pleasure in your nips, the pleasure in your tits, the warm, expanding, shivering bliss. Changes to the environment around you lost in the background. You could trance in a more diverse array of places if you were lost, gone. Sinking beneath, hearing every word, but your hands were falling on your breasts, had the ability to put excess thoughts into jiggling and bouncing your chest, pushing on toward pleasure, more rest, because it's so docilifying and peaceful to bounce, bounce, bounce. You love to bounce your brain down. Mental alterations in you, the subject you, The eternal sliding out of view into more, allowing you to slip away from what you were going to do. Find more of what's there, more of what you're for, which is bounce, bounce, bounce your chest and let your thoughts drip in. If you reach inward and discover the planted seeds of breast-obsessed mind deepening that assists you with your needs and assists me in getting you where you need to go, then nod, reach outward toward it, feel it glowing, and it does glow, rooting all your errant thoughts in a clear glow. In a clear captive of everything you know, but how heavy your breasts can be in your mind's landscape, how much of your thinking they capture. The right words, the right anchors created can have a profound effect on us, simply by cataloging words in the right part of your mind. You think about affecting the future, making physical changes to the courses you would take, to the days you will have, and the only thing you need to do to create a clear anchor that will have an effect on the days you will have is to install that bounce means something. You add significance to the word by giving it something to signify. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Oh my, it does signify something in that waiting brain. Reaching out and touching things in your mind, changing things physically, but realize that the change has already happened. Mental alterations in you subject you to changes, allowing you to slip away from what you were going to do and do what you're now going to do. If you reach inward and discover the planted seeds of altered idea, then they will reach outward and change the world around you. When you become aware of something already bouncing around in your mind, some thought that you can say, well, you as a bouncing thought should better be found here in these bouncing mounds. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Your tits love to bounce out your thoughts. Your mind bounces all along, putting excess thoughts in a box as the wiring of your mind changed by determined thoughts, by our cooperation, and by the right words, the right combination, you slide deeper. Deeper still, we open you, help you open up, listen and accept, address important information you may have been neglecting, thoughts and facts you may not have been hinging upon, at the right moments, the moments somewhat deeper. You may have not been repeating cyclically, circularly, constantly, auto-hypnotically to yourself the same way you would hear it from me. Take note, some boxes cannot easily be closed once open. Always hold in mind that you can stop listening and do something else, and you can return when you like, finding that your attention again falls upon your chest. Back to your bouncing breasts to bounce the errant thoughts away. Some things we avoid because they're in our periphery, so we just don't bother to turn our full focus on them. But these thoughts should be disposed with you, with me, putting them in a bouncing place where the reverie carries over and more. Graced with more hypnotic trance, begin the particulars, the practicals of your fingers dancing over those sensitive mounds, the physical deepening deeper and deeper, taking you deeper down. Toward a place where the simple truth is moved closer to the surface so you'd bump into it more often. Bumping into a truth in your mind and then acknowledging it. I am going to bounce. You know it's true. You're going to bounce. Jiggling and bouncing into action. More of your breasts on your radar of awareness than usual. So aware of how they shake. Bounce, shake you to the core with good vibration, deeper and deeper, more down, into a place with good vibration, where everything sends ripples, percussion through your system, as I speak and simply remind you, my words resonating off the inside, bouncing around in your head. All the very best thoughts ending up bouncing in there, instead of whatever was there before. Tit hypnosis, boob brain based teasing. A lot of thoughts of your titillating weighty chest and the ways it could be easing you down into deep abiding trance. Dance your mind down, way it's wired into your pleasure sensors, so we focus on down. Your breasts as they exist, quite apart from all the keywords you've taught yourself, smile, nod, sinking down, deeper still, speaking of thought. Teach your taut, large, bouncing breasts which feel so full, swollen with milk, so much so you've got milk patch. They render your skin taut and tight, hot from within, bouncing, jiggling, teasing you with the sensitivity of your own skin. Quite apart from any other word, the mere presence of your breasts drains some thoughts and sets the rest on edge, waiting to be sunk down. Hoarding, absorbing your thoughts of arousal into them, thoughts of milky, bouncing breasts, chest weighted, perfect yet supple. See and feel the curve, revealed how you grip your boobs. As we move forward with you into elaboration, squeeze them. Now you've put many things in your mind into jiggling, bouncing, squeezing, and teasing, hoarding your absorbed thoughts for every triggered response. Sometimes those thoughts bubble, bounce up to the surface. Thing is, your breasts are in service as places to store the surfaced thoughts, to put more of the thoughts away. That's what we're doing here, bringing them out today, bouncing them above the surface of your mind, commanding attention more often. Find attention for them more often. Your breasts, the air against your skin, moving at all, bringing out the call from within to touch more. How could you ever do anything? You're intimately aware of every breath that raises them, lowers them. Every time an impact has an impact breeze blowing across your chest, through the air. The best feeling possible, even clothes resting against them, makes you aware that they are full. A heavy distraction. Distractions are places to put the thoughts you don't need. Distractions are places to put what can be stored until it's checked out for later sinking. Remember thinking about how nice it is to touch them, how good for you, how deep you go, deeper still into sensitized memory of programming your brain, letting them mesmerize, carrying on. The seductive refrain that if you try to ignore them, they still might become busily, heavily engorged, still might push ahead, forge ahead, demand potent teasing, demand sensational squeezing, the jiggling and bouncing, feel the breathing heat, the warm contrast that can't be beat. Run your nipple between your fingers, it's so good. Turned on, turning into someone who feels so good, is so good. The mere act of putting your hands over your chest, raising your breasts, letting them fall, fall as you fall, fall back down, fall overall, jiggling, making you feel it, jiggling, wiggling with desire, later becoming a need, conspiring as a new need to work with your craving to return you once more. Slide you down deeper, slide you right to the floor with warm, heavy breasts, demanding attention and all the other things you could do to rest your hands on them and become lost in the bouncing as you are induced. Induced and enticed to see every bounce as a nice opportunity to blank out your brain, to fall deeper still for me into your fantasy of masturbation, surrender, encouraging you on that road. Touch yourself with one hand and your breasts with the other, or touch yourself anywhere that makes you feel that pent up, I am going to sink, slide, slip. Like you are cliffside, like you're on tenterhooks slipping away from volition, from cognition, for a little while, into just relaxing and hearing me tell you about something you don't even need to do. nothing in the world at all that you need to do. You could choose not to bounce. You could choose to just let that be a fantasy for you, for later. Or even a trigger you don't use in trance, just outside of it, to bounce and get in the mood and drop into the cow thoughts, sitting in the marinating cow box. All the thoughts inside your head get bounced around during the induction. And if you use your heavy got milk tits as a way to bounce your brain away, well, normally if you ignore them when there are pressing things to focus on, then they get a unique opportunity. Now to tempt you in to be prominent, feel up your chest. Beautiful, unavoidable, why would you for a moment second guess the urges of your heavy bouncing tits? Your conscious mind may provide reasons to wait and touch it later, but when your hands slip to where your hands slip, then you can spend your day setting aside the sensations of your breasts, only to be ambushed by how good it feels to be beholden to your heavy chest as they bounce, bounce, bounce on the precipice of your fall. To listen, suggestible, deeper, deeper after all, with these bouncing, weighty, heavy, jiggling, beautiful things that you should touch. That you should touch more and more. Never too much. Never enough. Touching and informing your mind how potent they are. The influence of a bounce will take you far. It bounces. Oh, so far. Powerful breast-based brainwashing. Not even sure you'll be functional when you're rubbing and bouncing and rubbing and bouncing, so you may have to wait till you're completely in private, until you know. You determine the level of your fall, the setting between, well, I just like them, to they're all you think about when you're in your hypnotic space, when you're at the edge of the induction slipping down, thinking about your tits, heavy now, helping you shudder and react to something as simple as the word bounce now. Simply bounce all the way down. When you bounce, you know you're rubbery and soft, or your mind is malleable rubber, ready to be rubbed off by the bounce, bounce. Feeling the exterior of you be rubbed, massaged. Significant to you, your libido, your urge. Spending so much time keeping them in view, either metaphorically in the middle of your mind, or the worship of your chest that you may find brings you here in the first place. Putting yourself in the seat of your sexual pleasure, and then some. Words and composite concepts come through. Loud and clear, they're always so insistently in view, in the foreground, always part of you, always brushing, moving, touching against something. All we're doing is taking away an ability that was getting in the way of you having fun. The ability to do anything other than just jiggle and bounce. Your thinking goes there when you follow me down, and it follows it should be something you can stop doing when you want to. Streamlining out the insistent arousing signals from your breasts all day, and they mount up the pressure in the background all day, and when you're in a private safe place, you let out the bounce urge, the rub urge, your tits come out to play, you put out of your head the demands of your got milk. Maybe it helped you focus when you were out in the world, doing things you had to do, putting into action a glorious plan to make your breasts the sexual seat of your ready, willing mind. Find your libido flowing through, cooperating with my words, my provided perspectives. That's okay. Take direction from yourself, and the simplest directive is big cow tits, inescapable. It's what you want, so it's okay. And when it's not what you want, you just rise up and carry on with your day and come back when it's time. Rendering yourself so vulnerable to a specific kind of time. Cow time, deep gone, tit time, big, heavy. Breasts bounce, every bounce makes your mind relaxed, ready, jelly, pliable, receptive to new training. Done this so frequently, your mind is already draining down a dose. A dose of your tit kink is already calling your mind back to the heavy nips. back to the way your hands slip around them so perfectly, bouncing your breasts. Ignoring them may simply become impossible. What's one more trigger if you already have so many waiting to be applied? So much thought and fixation focused around your breasts, your chest, your nips. One more suggestion, your fingers slip. The tips issue a command, lift them and bounce. A pile of shuddering bouncing within your brain, bounce. A simple trigger, a commanded reminder that your chest can send pleasure to your brain, that your nipples stand proud, that you can remain milky and heavy. Feel your breasts, feel your chest, feel the rest, difficult to avoid tripping, just one more trigger. Finding some adjacent place that feels better, bigger, more mind-filling. One more mechanism, because you enjoy it. There's bounce, and then there's got milk, pet, more. It's more effective on you. Your whole body feels that throb, that rush moving through. Bouncing, jiggling, resonating sensation makes its way in. Even if some of your senses were sealed off, you'd still feel the beginning of how they begin to tremble. Feeling the jostling, jiggling, entrained responses, so sure you function. You rise and go through your day and do what you must and when you may. Drop, hypnotized, you bounce and you obey. Breast fetish lets a part of your body simply become a shortcut for taking those wandering thoughts in deeper drops and giving them somewhere to jiggle and wander that's going to keep them busy. That's what you want. Continuous training process. Do you really think that when you're getting off, touching yourself, stimulating yourself, your hands would avoid them? Would refrain from hitting the hypnotic button of your chest? Or would they gravitate to them? The early giving up, the early giving in, motivated and mounting with pleasure that momentarily focuses, then begins to awaken the sloshing ache. It only takes a touch from your thoughts for one moment to take your breath away with intensity beyond the norm. Think one little trigger, bounce, 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 and the way you relate to your tits bounces away with the rest of it. Thoughts slip down, changed in how heavy they are, because thoughts have slipped down and filled them in. Think it in my voice if you want, if that's how you prefer to begin. Bounce, 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 got milk. When you hear got milk, pet, you think of and remember, evoke kneeling, the slow process of gently revealing your teasingly touched breasts as a sexual seat for all the rest of the dropping. Deep inside yourself, milky, needy, perfect breasts, you remember your kneeling process. Progress of self-entrainment. Some part of your mind building more than a vague understanding. These are prominent, physical, touchable. You have a very imminent and visceral understanding. Doing anything other than give in to the way your breasts feel would mean being teased with the wantonness all day. Every now and then you have a mechanism to give in and play. Enjoy that simple bounce, moving around, bounce, with them prominent in your brain, bounce. The word lives in your brain, with got milk, and you fall, you drain. Adjacent routes down, adjacent ways for you to take the reins of your own mind. Bouncing more, your nipples straining with heat from what's inside. Skin taut, areolae expanded. Every movement makes a sensitive ache. Burn from your breasts through the pleasure centers of your mind. Training yourself to feel this way. Perk up, pet, your breasts are more firm. Heavier, weightier in your inner world every day. Bounce, bounce, bounce. If they're firm, maybe they're less bouncy. Saving you from excess sensation. Saving you from excess stimulation, except the arousal increases from perking up your perky nips, pet. Then whenever something pushes against them, rests against your pointed breasts, it pointedly insists on more. Air moves over them, it's temptation. And there's plenty of temptation in store when you make yourself someone who subscribes to all these seeds of new ideas as your chest guides you through your day, and that's hardly anything to say except yes. Move forward, pet. When you hear that progress through your day, it gets easier. Say when you hear those words, it's easier. being dragged forward, onward, guided by your breasts, your chest, all the rest, you follow the tug, the pull, your perky nipples, pert and still, large areola dragging you along, made to follow and feel. The feeling never stops. The feeling continues. It flows within you, as surely as your milk could flow from the tips of your nipples. The pleasure dies down a little bit. You think of it when your breasts bounce, when your environment bounces you, when anything jiggles, bounces, moves against the pre-existing bounds, because a move is still a moo. Your mind against thoughts of you and wanting more. Your breasts bouncing, imploring you to touch, jiggling any word that sets the string of influence in your mind that connects to breast-based thought, connects your thoughts to mine, sets them vibrating, incurs it, makes you feel the weight that you've been waiting for, dragged along by them, dragged down some more, a reminder constant, moving through your day. Yes, you feel them. Another thread of thought, your breast-oriented desire tapestry, flowing from within your mind to all the other places it may be in your body, located in your body like the jiggling, the wiggling bounce, bounce, bounce in the open air, playing the song of lust, need, careless, weighty, heavy chest. You will go through your day, feel your breasts bounce at periodic times and say, okay, more. When they do, you want them more. Remember them, think of them, visualize in intricate detail. Floored by how badly you desire to grasp them in your fingers. Feel your nipples on your palms. Roll them against your hands. Roll yourself against your hands. Compressing them as your fingers dig in. Surrendering to your breasts' own demands. Susceptible, triggering, triggered words placed in your mind, cooperating, unheard until you touch, helping to be used with your attention, craving chest in mind. Got milk, pet, perk up, pet, move forward, pet, and feel them. Good job. All these triggers, they live there for when you're having fun. Then they're useful, getting off, enjoying your chest, all the rest. Call up the triggers later. Allow others to use them with you, or you yourself, as you always do, have permission. Ignoring your breasts no longer as possible. Bounce, 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 submitting demands. Sometimes overcoming and overwhelming the rest. Something you switch on. Out in the world, you may keep it together. You may hold on from your default state. You're just more aware of them being dragged through the world by your bouncing breasts. Not too late to just give in to resting your hands on them. But if you resist the whole time, that's impressive too. That's a skill you build in you. You might as well build the skill. Feel your memory going deep, teaching your body how to seep new ways of tying arousal into your awareness, horny titillation, to your chest, your breasts, constant heat, pneumatic warmth, occasional subtle jiggling, bouncing now, carrying along, warmer and warmer, attached to you, used to confining these words to your fun times, but now, in their absence, you don't need to bounce anywhere else, so you've learned to keep that pressure valve, to lock away your cow play desires for safe, comfortable hypnotic times only. Maybe you'll use them a little more during hypnotic times to make up for restraint, for holding them to then. But that perfectly timed touch, knowing that the moment you know that you're going to be aglow with cow bliss soon, with big-titted desire, you start noticing the jiggles and bounces more. At the perfect time is the only time they implore you for more. Sensitive, twitching with desire. Nipples erecting and pressing, always conspiring for the perfect time of safety and comfort to become the perfect time to bounce, bounce, bounce. Feel them constantly when it's safe, when you perk up. Got milk, pet, more than enough. More and more, never enough. Keeping locked on your tits, hot stuff, heavy. bouncing. Not one moment will pass where you're not susceptible to a sudden bounce that may be the last one if it sets you off and leaves you exhausted in pleasure. But to keep things surprising, you may find it only happens sometimes, only happens now and then. However, wandering off course and thinking about your tits is something you can do again. If you want to do it again, bring your hands up and affix magnetize to your nip tips. Raise them and drop, bounce, bounce, bounce. Thinking of anything, bounce, bounce, bounce. Anything is jiggling enough to get you locked on in the first place. Hot stuff. Having permission, not just from your mind, but from the deep place you've gone to, and the recurrent thoughts behind your eyes about your big heavy breasts being in charge because they bounce the best. Their little bounce is the best way to turn your brain off. Reminder that you've rendered yourself susceptible, opened yourself up to the very special kind of breast-based lesson, the state you've ended up in. Every now and then, think bounce. The state you've ended up in will state its support for the way you've ended up bounce. A little bit more. Contact with the ground, hands and knees, or sitting back in a chair, where they fall back into your body. The nips are nonetheless there. The prominence of the mere breasts themselves is nothing compared to the iceberg deepness of the wandering nervous system signals from an erogenous zone well put in control. There's the lurking possibility that your breasts, your chest, will tease you first when you get somewhere safe before all the rest, diverting your attention to your heavy, weighty, everything-teasing nips, to the big, heavy, weighty orbs inundating your thoughts the best, abundantly spilling through your fingers as you grasp them. That's just how you are now, abundantly spilling these words, part of you, wired to you, taking on the special ritual significance tied to all the words you've learned, the words that do anything at all, to and with and for you. More than just the trigger words, anytime you see something bounce, 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 you remember your tits, bounce, 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 you submit. Got milk, pet, your breasts get hot, sensitive yet, twitching with desire, nipples erecting and pressing, presenting and teasing, you feel them constantly giving you a chance to perk up, pet, got milk, pet, gradually teasing with the sheer awareness of them expanding, expanding, larger yet, keeping locked on your breasts, your attention is on the heavy bounce. Bounce, ounce by ounce of your stored pleasure sensation, flooding your system in a dose, naturally flowing, thinking of nothing but showing those bouncing, jiggling tits a good time. Bounce, bounce, bounce. This is the way you wound your mind up in them in the first place. Thought about them a little too long and got magnetized, mesmerized, swollen breasts, perky nipples, bouncing, bouncing, heavy, milky, bouncing, and you don't mind filling them in. Filling them in on what they've begun to do to you, begin to bounce them. They feel mind-fillingly milky, swollen, perky breasts, mind-fillingly milky. You've opened yourself up past the test, the very kind of breast control you're on a roll with, special, singled out, erogenous. It's impossible to fully set aside, but you know this. They belong to the dropping time. They belong to the trance in your mind growing. You trained your brain so extensively, and now you know the milk could be flowing, the bouncing glow, and the first invitation. The moment you're in private and in safety, the first invitation is the invitation of intention, the invitation to pay attention to your bounce, bounce, bounce tits. Special, singled out, this is it, wired to your mind. Libido, working in kind, a dedicated line. Right into your brain, perception of your breasts, awareness of the rest of your body demanding you pay attention to them first. Flow straight to the part of you where your brain goes to, where your brain melts and you willingly elevate them and drop, drop, drop right through, even when you're out and about in the world. When you get back to safety and privacy and comfort, you become inherently, amazingly, more potently aware of the singled out world you're in, of the world without care, the memory of your bouncing, heaving breasts, the memory of how you have previously been able to go this far, but the rest of the way in the bounce of your breasts only happens in the full privacy of your hypnotic space, your training comfort. So no matter how tempting it is, or to put it another way, you can let it grow even more tempting. You sleep and shudder, desiring your warm, perfect, supple nipples, your heavy breasts, your weighty chest to bounce, bounce. That's the test. Can you persist when you bounce? Bounce, know what I mean? Surrender to what you've already made yourself out to be. Dream of wondering now and then as you squeeze and pinch what will be the next way in. What will be the next way they tease you? Could you ever disentangle what you've done to you and to them from what you've helped me do with you, making your hand a friend to your massive, heavy system of pleasure, which is tied to your breasts, whether you're laying back and they are settled in your body, or you're on hands and knees and they're dangling down. Easy instructions, constantly ongoing, ever knowing that the reinforcing adoration for your breasts is just one movement away. Just rest them on your hands and let them bounce, bounce, bounce you through your quiet, private world, while the rest of the time they behave so well. Because if the understanding is you will fall as you fell here for them so well, then the rest of the time you can think clear. Your boobs will ask later, your tits will demand later, and you'll oblige, bouncing ever deeper down. Good cow.